old-fashioned eye formation for the time being. They shift now to a shotgun. Sidecar position right, Damian Williams. Mahomes scrambling to the right side, holding it, punt faking, diving for the far front pylon. Does he have it? Touchdown! Kansas City, Mahomes runs it in. Stretching out the football for the right far front pylon. And the Chiefs answer the block punt for a touchdown with a long drive touchdown.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely can understand it. For me, it's all about just going out there and playing the game I love. But at the same time, you see the things, you see everybody supporting you and stuff like that. And I'm gonna go out there and try to make everybody proud that's believed in me from the beginning and until now. And so I'm gonna go out there and put my best foot forward, give my best effort on every single play, and try to go out there and win football games.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John and Nate Bucati with Jake Gutierrez. Chiefs, Patriots, AFC Championship game on Sunday at Arrowhead Stadium. Right now we're going to talk to a man that knows all about playing in AFC Championship games. Steve Tasker played for the Buffalo Bills. He now is a co-host of One Bills Live with John Murphy, the play-by-play man for the Buffalo Bills. Also, a longtime analyst for CBS and their coverage of the NFL. Now working the sidelines along with play-by-play man Kevin Harlan from Kansas City, Rich Gannon, former Kansas City Chiefs quarterback, and, as Jake mentioned, the highlight of Steve Tasker's broadcast career, he worked with Jake for a few years, and we'll find out if that's true. Steve Tasker, good morning. How are you?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Hey, thank you so much. And what memories do you have of our producer, Jake Gutierrez, as he claims he worked with you at CBS and says that you actually liked him? And so we questioned him on that, and so we're going to ask you that right now on the air.
Well, our time was all too brief together at CBS on the roads on weekends going to do games. But it was, I've worked with a ton of great people at CBS. I know Jake would probably tell you that too. I'm still having a great experience working for CBS doing these games. And this year with Kevin and Rich, it was a blast doing these games. So it was fun. Yeah, Jake was great. It was a fun time.
So thank you very much for Jake is very happy right now. His ego is unmatched, as Steve Tasker has given him praise. Now, Steve, thank you so much for coming on the show. I enjoyed being on your show earlier this week to talk about the Chiefs. And, of course, you as a 7-time Pro Bowler, 5-time first team All-Pro, you were part of so much success in the playoffs with the Buffalo Bills. So let's just start there, if you would. Tell me what this week is like for these players, especially the ones that have never been there before. What's this week like of anticipation and preparation? As you know, you're one step away from the Super Bowl, but you still have one last huge obstacle in front of you.
Yeah, I think it's different for the Chiefs than it is for the Patriots. The Patriots have got a bunch of guys who've played in a couple of these Super Bowls. But for the Chiefs, they know this is the big step. This is the championship game. This is the one where you get to go to a game that is more historic than any game you've played in. You get a chance to go to the Super Bowl, and it's a step. Getting to play in it is a step that everybody wants to get to. And you know that these conference championship games, not only you're playing a really good, talented team, you're playing a really good, talented team that's having a great year. The Patriots know it, and the Chiefs know it, too. You can feel it in your preparation. The coaches know it. Everything is buttoned up all week. You always go the extra mile. You're always taking the extra rep. You're always concentrating. You're talking to your teammates about what they're doing, how they're doing it, what the game plan is, how they're going to, you know, talk about the game plan. Everything boils down to it, and it's easier, too, in a week like this to set everything else in your life aside, your families, your friends. You want to kind of keep the same routine, but by the same token, you cut off a lot of the fat off your schedule, and you fill it up with football. And it's a pretty high intensity environment. There's no question about it. Everybody's got it ratcheted all the way up, and it's a lot of fun to be around.
All right, Steve. So you and the Bills played in this game 4 straight years. You won it 4 straight years. The Patriots have been in this game 8 years in a row. And obviously they've won it a bunch over this 18-year period or whatever it is. Yet somehow the Patriots are calling themselves underdogs. Tom Brady said everybody thinks we suck. They put out a T-shirt that says "Bet Against Us" yesterday. Did you guys ever, were you ever able to convince yourselves when you were in Buffalo that you were underdogs, even though you were winning this game every year? And what do you think of the Patriots' approach to that this time around?
It's easy to think of yourself as an underdog when you have to go on the road. That's the easy part. But going into somebody else's building is always more difficult. It's always to put your, easier to back yourself into a corner saying, you know, it's them against us, it's the world against us, when you're going on the road. Harder to do that when you've earned the right to be the best team in the conference and have everybody come through your building. The Chiefs are sitting there now. But, yeah, the players are laughable in their abilities to construe whatever anybody else says outside the building into an insult. And, you know, saying that the Patriots have been there 8 straight times and the Chiefs haven't is fuel for the Chiefs as much as it is for the Patriots. You do everything you can to motivate yourself, whatever it is, whether it's a slight in the media or whether it's just an out-and-out being an underdog on the betting line. It all goes into the fire, and you start burning it as fuel, and it's something that gets you through the week. It's great for these championship games because there's only one weekend between. There's no room for any distraction. Everything is stuck on the fire and burned up as fuel for the team and for your attitude. This is a really fun week for these guys, and they know that deep down they understand that most of this stuff has nothing to do with how the game is going to go. But it, man, oh man, it stokes the fire that you want to get to that game pretty fast. It's a lot of fun, and you hear a lot of this stuff during this week coming up to the game. You don't hear too much of it at the Super Bowl. Certainly, there's always underdogs at the Super Bowl. One team's favorite over the other. But when you get to the Super Bowl, you feel like you've earned it and you are a good team and nobody can say anything else. And the championship games, there's always a chance that the team, they got hot and they're going to revert back to who they were before they got hot. The Giants did it a couple of times. They got all the way to and won the Super Bowl just getting hot at the right time. There's all kinds of stories about teams, how they got to the Super Bowl and whether it'll go away or whether it won't. But in the championship game, you really know you've got to play your best to get there, and that's where this whole thing falls. So you'll hear a lot of rhetoric coming out of both locker rooms that is a little bit crazy about how they motivate themselves.
Steve Tasker is our guest, right? Steve, look, the Patriots, like we've talked about, 8 straight AFC championship games. Tom Brady, one of the best of all time. So is Bill Belichick. We know all about the Patriots, but they did lose 5 games on the road this year to non-playoff teams. They looked terrific last week against the Chargers, but they've struggled on the road in the playoffs in the past, but they haven't played too often on the road because it seems like they're always at home with the one seed. And so you know all about these Patriots. The Bills see them a couple of times a year. You do plenty of their games with CBS. What do you think of this version of the New England Patriots that will be at Arrowhead Stadium on Sunday?
Well, they're gettable, no question, but you're – don't think the home field is going to win the game for you. You got to play. You really got to play, and you got to play mistake-free. They're going to come in here ready. They have a great game plan. They're going to force you to play mistake-free and beat you left-handed. They will take away what you do best, and they will have a great handle on what you're doing offensively and defensively and take advantage of it. Brady has played for too long to be too hyped up about this being on the road or at home. It doesn't really matter to him. This Patriot team always plays its best in big moments. They don't make mistakes, and as long as you don't make mistakes and you're more talented and you're as disciplined as they are, you can beat them, and you can beat them at home because they do play work. They don't play as well on the road, no question about it. They're not as effective for whatever reason. But this is still a very good football team in the Patriots. And the Chiefs have to fight the urge to think that the home field advantage is going to be the difference. The difference is going to happen what happens when the ball snaps. That's going to be the difference. The crowd and the venue is just a plus. So don't count on being at home and having home field advantage carrying you through to the Super Bowl. It's going to have to be the guys on the field.
Steve, I've been reading a lot about the Patriots' really impressive performance against the Chargers last weekend and how basically the Patriots attacked a defensive back heavy Chargers defense by going with a more of an old school personnel package. You don't see a lot of what they call the 21 personnel these days with a full back and a tight end. And they did that and they crushed the Chargers with it. Does that tell us anything about how they'll attack the Chiefs, or should we expect a completely different game plan because this is a different team?
Yeah, it'll be a completely different game plan, and they will hit the Chiefs right where it hurts. The Chiefs are a much, much better defense in their building, no question about it. And the Patriots will know that. But you can bet that the Patriots will look like a completely different offensive scheme and system when they play the Chiefs this weekend. The Chiefs are not the Chargers. Mahomes is not Phillip Rivers. They will have a handle on what all the players on the Chiefs do well offensively and defensively. But if you focus on the offense, they'll know what the Chiefs like to do and how they get it done. And they will take it away. The way you beat the Patriots is to be able to beat them with a really well-executed offensive game plan that is not your strength. That's what they force you to do. That's why they win so many games. A lot of teams can beat you their way, but the Patriots will force you to beat them a different way. And you've got to come up with that and execute it to the way that is good enough to beat them and have your talent beat their talent in a way that, you're going to have to be playing in a way that you're not used to play because they will force you to do that. That's what they did against the Chargers. They brought in the 21 personnel and went at them old school, just like you said. And the Chargers weren't ready for it. They didn't have an answer. You got to have an answer for what the Patriots do to you. And that's really, in the early going of this game, that's really what's going to be critical for Andy Reid and his staff, is to figure out what personnel, what grouping, what philosophy, what identity the Patriots are going to have this week. Because they've been so good for two decades because they can change their entire identity week to week.
Steve Tasker is our guest. Steve, the only quarterback in my lifetime that has taken the Chiefs to the AFC Championship game was Joe Montana, and he did that in Buffalo, and you know exactly what happened. And so Chiefs fans have been waiting for that quarterback, that franchise quarterback, to get him back to that point. And here this kid is, 50 touchdowns, 5,000 yards in his first year as a starter. And so from your perspective, what do you think of Patrick Mahomes and the point that he's at right now and maybe his ability to handle all this pressure in the AFC Championship game and deliver for this this town that is starved for a Super Bowl appearance?
Well, I think if I was a guy who's gotten to four Super Bowls but never been able to win one, and what we learned from all those losses in the biggest game, one thing we were able to do in championship games that we never got done in a Super Bowl is just have the confidence to be us. Pat Mahomes doesn't have to do anything special on Sunday to beat the Patriots. He is special. He can beat them being who he is. He doesn't have to do extra. All he has to do is be Pat Mahomes. All he has to do is play his game. He's got to throw the football, if he needs to throw a lefty pass, do it. If he needs to cross over his body like a shortstop and throw it with his shoulders open, do it. Make the plays that are there to be made. You don't have to be special. You don't have to do anything different to beat the Patriots or go to the Super Bowl. You just got to be you. Don't think that the pressure has to change who you are or how you play. Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs' offense and their defense as well, particularly in their building. This is a good enough team to beat the Patriots. Absolutely no question about it. All they got to do is play their game the way they play it all year round. They don't have to do anything special. They are special, and they got to remember that and have confidence in that.
Steve, I was thinking about this when you said earlier about how you have to beat the Patriots by doing something that maybe isn't your biggest strength. We've spent almost every week this year talking to analysts about, okay, what's this team going to try to show Patrick Mahomes that he hasn't seen before? Or what is this team going to try to take away from the Chiefs' offense? And nobody's been able to hold them to under 27 points all season long. We'll look at the numbers. Oh, they're going to zone him. Well, he's got like the best passer rating against zone defense. Well, these guys are going to play press man. Well, Tyreek Hill's the best press man wide receiver in the NFL. What do you take away from what is Patrick Mahomes not good at that you would try to expose if you were approaching this Chiefs offense?
Well, what happens with the Patriots and what Mahomes can be assured of is they're going to play him in a way that he is not prepared for. He hasn't seen him play it on film, or if he has, he hasn't seen him play it against an offense like the Chiefs. Mahomes is going to get a defense from the Patriots probably that they haven't repped against. Probably a defense that the Patriots have not played in a way that would make the Chiefs think that's how they're going to play them. The simple fact of the matter is the Chiefs don't know exactly what the defensive game plan is going to be from the Patriots, so it's hard to prepare for that. That's what Mahomes is going to have to figure out really quickly in this game. That's how the Patriots roll. They roll into town with a game plan you have no clue about. You can't anticipate what they're going to do. It will be unexpected. They will execute it perfectly, and you've got to overcome it with a lack of with just a little bit of time to see what it is. You know, you get that first drive in, you go 1, 2, 3 and out. You still may not know what they're doing defensively. You go in and you go 2, 3 and outs, like the Colts did against the Chiefs. I mean, they came in and went 3 and out, 3 straight series. They still didn't have a handle on what the defensive plan for the Chiefs was. But on the other hand, too, you know this, nobody has held the Chiefs off the board for under 27 points all year. You can bet that the Patriots are planning on the Chiefs scoring at least 27 points. I think the big factor falls on the other side of the football. Tom Brady is going to make first downs. He's going to stay on the field. And the longer he does that, the more he's going to find out about the Chiefs' defense and the more they're going to be able to exploit it and the less confidence the Chiefs are going to have in stopping it. I think there's no question the Patriots are going to try and score with the Chiefs. Now, certainly they're going to play good defense and try and get them off the field. But I think when you play these guys, you can bet the Patriots are counting on it going to be a high-scoring game because it's just too hard to keep the Chiefs off the board. They're going to have a good game plan, and I bet the Chiefs are going to look. I think you'll find that the Chiefs' offense will look a little bit ill, a little bit sick, like it's not hitting on all cylinders this week, but they're still going to score, you know, like over that 27 points threshold. But you can bet that the Patriots are going to make that offense look a little bit off its game, and hopefully that'll be enough. In the Patriots' eyes, that'll be enough for Tom Brady to keep on stay on the field and score enough points to win.
You talk about how the Patriots are going to come out and give Patrick Mahomes a look he hasn't seen before and do something that's going to catch him off guard. We've also seen with Andy Reid, and I just go back to last week, when he has those group of scripted plays and the first two drives, I think the Chiefs have a total of 16 touchdowns on their first two drives this year, which is tops in the NFL. But in that game against the Colts, two drives, masterful, right down the field, and it looked like kind of like the way you described teams look against the Patriots, like against the Patriots, like the Colts defense had no idea what the Chiefs were doing offensively, couldn't stop them, and the Chiefs did whatever they wanted. For someone that loves football, and maybe for a fan that doesn't have a rooting interest, isn't that why this game is so interesting and so exciting on paper? Because you have Belichick, the defensive genius, is going to come in here and do something crazy with the defense, and then you have Andy Reid, and when he has those 20 plays scripted, the Chiefs have been so brilliant in the first couple of drives of the game. Right off the bat, it's going to be two guys playing chess at a level we don't see in the NFL very often.
Oh, that's exactly right. Andy's masterful at coming into a game and hitting you in the mouth right away. And not only does Andy come out and they have those opening drives, they've also got eyes on the field looking and seeing how that defense is looking or how they're playing you and trying to make adjustments on the fly as to what the defense might do. If we did this to them, they're going to do this, and if they do that, we're going to throw this wrinkle in and get even more points. Andy Reid's been great at that. So is Belichick. They are really good at getting you off the field at situational football. Third downs, they're really good at getting you off the field. Red zone, they're very difficult to score on. They're markedly better higher ranked in their yards in their points given up than they are in their yards given up. This is a team that, you know, they'll give you, it's been well documented. They'll give you, yards in a game as much as you want. Go ahead. But they're not going to let you in the end zone. That's what the Patriots have been able to do. That's what you're going to be up against. So Andy Reid is a guy who has had success against this Patriot team. I think the first, like you said, I think the first few drives of this game, both offensively and defensively for both teams, are going to set the tone. And it's going to be up to both teams to weather that storm however it goes. Don't know for sure how it's going to go, but I think that the first quarter of this game is going to give us an idea of how long an afternoon will be for either side.
Steve, I feel like the rest of the world is rooting for the Chiefs. They are tired of seeing the Patriots and Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. I'm quite sure that the good folks of Buffalo would like to see this this Tom Brady, Bill Belichick era come to an end sometime soon. And so for you, watching this game and watching this play out, and you know, talking to people in Buffalo, is everyone on board to be a Chiefs fan at least for 1 week so we can get the Patriots out of the Super Bowl?
I think you can pretty much be confident that anybody in the AFC East is pulling hard for the Chiefs. They are so sick to death of looking at Tom Brady and Bill Belichick in the Super Bowl and the championship games. Those guys have been around for pushing literally two decades. And they're hard to beat. Tom Brady has more wins against the Buffalo Bills than any quarterback against any team in NFL history. Yeah, they're sick to death of him. So they are. You know, you can bet all of Western New York and Buffalo Bills fans everywhere are big, big Patrick Mahomes fans this week. So you can rest assured that the entire football world is on your side this weekend, pulling for the Chiefs. And so are guys of the national media. How sick do you think they are covering the Patriots in the Super Bowl? There's no question. I think there's no question across the country and the football fans everywhere. For me, I mean, I grew up in Kansas. I'm an enormous nostalgic Chiefs fan. I've got some friends in the organization. Mitch Holtis, I know pretty well. I mean, I'm pulling for you guys, and I'd love to see you get there.
Hey, my last question for you, Steve, is about these last four teams in the playoffs. You're looking at the top four offenses in terms of points per game in the NFL. Meanwhile, there's not a top five defense when it comes to points per game left in these championship games. The old adage has always been the defense wins championships. Is that adage dead in today's NFL?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's different now. I think teams get off the bus knowing they can stop the run. Stopping the run is about being disciplined and getting in your gaps. I think stopping the run has become such a mantra that, you know, everybody kind of takes a little bit of it for granted. But here's the differences in defense. I mean, if you can't stop the run, you're not going to play well anyway. But the difference in defense is this: is two things. One, getting after the passer, and two, getting turnovers. Those are the difference-making defenses. The ones that can score, get the ball back, and get after the passer and take that other team out of its passing game, those are the teams that make the difference. And the teams that are left in the playoffs, you know, New England's got the highest point differential ranking of any of them. And they're number five in the league for point differential. They're hard to score on. They're good at getting points and, you know, good at keeping you off the board. The Patriots are really good at it. That's what the Chiefs are up against. I think this is going to be a game that is really going to test the Chiefs on the sidelines and in the coaches' booth. They are going to force the staff of the Chiefs to really, really adjust on the fly, and that's what it's going to come down to. But, yeah, defenses are built differently now than they have been. It's about big plays now. It's about, certainly you can stop the run, but I think most teams have a handle, and even college players are coming out of the college ranks more able to understand run defense. It's more of a given these days. But I'm telling you what, defenses that make a difference are the ones that get after the passer and get turnovers. And that's what defense is starting to look like in the NFL. So while defense may not be dead, it certainly has changed.
Steve, before we let you go, the most important question, of course, you and Mitch Holtis, born in Smith Center, Kansas. Who has more trouble walking down the street without being mobbed by fans in Smith Center, Kansas? Would it be you or Mitch Holtis?
Mitch Holtis by a mile. Mm-hmm. No, nobody knows me in Smith Center, Kansas. I'm telling you that right now.
Do you
it's much by a mile.
And you, Mark Cimino, I mean, there was some football talent coming out of Smith Center, Kansas back in the day. Steve Tasker?
Well, you know, I was born in Smith Center, Kansas. My mom and dad, we were actually living in Glasgow, Kansas. And then from Glasgow, we moved down to Kiowa, down to South Barbara, Kansas. Then we were out in western Kansas in Leota. Then mom and dad were in Kingman. And they've retired. They're living in Winfield, Kansas now. And all three of my older brothers are living in and around Wichita area. So, yeah, we got a bunch of farmland out in western Kansas still, too. So we still get back there. And but I can actually, the only place I can go in Kansas and be recognized is my mom and dad's house.
They live in Winfield now?
Yeah, that's right. And well, they are 88, so last time I was there, they recognized me.
Well, Steve, my mom and stepdad live in Ark City, Kansas, the home of the Bulldogs. I know the Winfield Vikings versus Bulldogs was always a huge rivalry back in those days.
Oh, there you go, yeah. That's right. Yeah, I've got a bunch of nieces and nephews that were in and around, went to Winfield High School and all that. Of course, I got nieces and nephews that are all scattered all around Wichita. So, yeah, I love going back to Kansas because there's only about 2 degrees of separation from everybody in the state. So you know somebody who knows somebody.
Yep.
Hey, Steve, thank you so much for coming on the show. But I got to ask you, what's your prediction? Who wins the game on Sunday?
I think the Chiefs can do this one. I there's no question. Tom Brady isn't the same quarterback we've seen over the last decade and a half. They're winning with some schemes. With his ability to get, you know, he's a little bit like Peyton Manning was in his last year or two. He just wins with between his ears. The Chiefs can win this with attitude, grit, and aggression. Their defense was the difference last week against the Colts. If they can replicate that performance and that attitude, the Chiefs, I think, might be just too hard to beat, even if it is the Patriots.
Steve, thank you so much for the time, man. We sure appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Enjoyed it.
That is Steve Tasker, works for CBS, sideline reporter with Kevin Harlan and, of course, Rich Gannon, longtime CBS NFL analyst, hosts One Bills Live in Buffalo, Kansas native, and, of course, played in 4 of these AFC championship games. He knows all about it, and he picks the Chiefs to win. And Jake... Solid job out of you.
Nah, solid job out of you.
No.
Yep.
I won't have it. Hey, look, we both gave him an opportunity to scare him off working with you and having me on the show. If we would have screwed either one of those things up, he would have said, no, thank you. I'm not coming on that show, but I guess he's all right with you. You conducted yourself as a professional.
He's obviously all right with you, too.
Well, that's not...
Luckily, I wasn't involved in any of this. Yeah. So ruined the whole deal.
But then you bring it home with Ark City against who?
Winfield, Kansas, where his parents live now, is...
I thought you were going to piss him off with that
rivalry. 10 miles up the road from Ark City. I mean,
big
it is...
Big bluegrass festival down there.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Winfield.
Incredible bluegrass festival. Yeah. One of the best in the country.
You know, last time Jake went to Denver, he came back with some bluegrass. I don't know if you saw that.
Wow.
But
it's a hybrid. It's a California...
We're not on the air.
Part Kentucky
nope.
Blue.
Oh boy.
Part Kentucky bluegrass. Part
Northern California since the
And back after this on WHB.